Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Ksubas, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Nami, Bas Reb Zev, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas, Maris Chai, Bas Reb Chaim, Leib HaLevi, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about a man who's Ma'anes, a woman. So Mishnah says, Narosh and his Arsav and his Garsha. We have a Narosh, she's a young girl, and she's a Basula, that got engaged, and then she got divorced, which means she was never with her husband. So she's still a Basula. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Ain lo kenas. She does not get a kenas if someone's ma'anes her. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh lo kenas. She does get kenas, ukenasa la'atzma, and that kenas goes to herself and not to her father. Now they argue how to understand the pasuk. The pasuk in regards to Aina says, Ki yimtso ish nar basula asher loy ayrasa. If a man finds a nar who's a basula, who is not an ayrasa. So Rabbi Yosef Glili understands that since the pasuk says asher loy ayrasa, and in this case she was an arusa, she did get engaged, therefore she doesn't get paid kenas, even though she's still a basula. However, Rabbi Kiva understands that when it says asher loy ayrasa, it just means that if she was never an arusa, her father gets the kenas. But if she was an arusa, then she gets the kenas. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah tells us, HaMefata noisen shloisha dvarim, v'ha'oines arba. If a man is mefata, a woman, meaning he convinces her to be with him, he has to pay three things, whereas if he's ma'anes her, he forces her, he has to pay four things. And the Mishnah continues explaining, HaMefata noisen baishas ubegam ukenas. If he's mefata her, he convinces her, so he pays her baishas, the embarrassment he caused her, and pegam is he caused her to be worth less because of this. And he has to pay kenas if he doesn't end up marrying her. Now, Maisav Olav Oines, if he's ma'anis her, he adds on another thing, shenaisen esatzar, he has to pay for the pain that he caused her by forcing her. The Mishnah continues, ma bein Oines l'mefata. What are more differences between Oines and mefata? So ha'oines noisen esatzar, as we just said, if he's ma'anis her, he pays for tzar, for the pain. Va'mefata eino noisen esatzar, if he convinces her, he does not have to pay tzar, because it doesn't hurt, she agreed to it. Furthermore, ha'oines noisen miyad, if he's ma'aneser, he has to pay the knas right away to the father, va'mefata l'chshiyotzi, but if he's mefata her, he only has to pay the knas if he doesn't end up marrying her. And furthermore, ha'oines shoyse batzitzoy, an oines has to drink from his vessel, which means that since he was ma'aneser, he has to marry her no matter what. And the next Mishnah is going to explain this line further. Va'mefata, and if he just convinces her, imratza l'haitzi, maitzi. If he wants to be maitzi here, he could. Which means, number one, if he doesn't end up marrying her, that's fine. And even if he does marry her, if he wants to divorce her, he could divorce her afterwards. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.